producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Time 7 past the hour with what you need to know. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. As the world changes dramatically, how do we buy our food? Where do we buy our food? You know, as a farmer, I try to get people to go for local sources of food wherever they can. Interesting how we have this mania in our country, and it's good. Healthy. There's, you know, how all the news media likes to talk about the 1% and the haves and the have-nots. There's nothing in the middle anymore. There's no middle class. Now, that applies to food as much as anything else. You find that the people who want to believe and buy the best food spend a lot of money because the choices have been few and far between. Here in Los Angeles, we have a couple of different sources. Bristol Farms, for example, is, in my opinion, much better than Whole Foods in any number of ways, including what it costs you to buy the food there. And there are a couple of others. There's the community organic place up on, where the heck are they? On non-Arizona. Well, over there someplace, Jennifer. Has one store and that's it. And there's a company called Lessons. L-E-S-S-E-N-S that has four or five stores around, run by a bunch of Mormons, and they lost a lot of business here because they were one of the ones that supported, was it Proposition 8, the anti-gay marriage thing? Was that Proposition 8?
Remember? Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Yep.
So they spent a lot of money, lots of money, trying to defeat that. So where do those who are in the middle go to get the food that Whole Foods sells very expensively? Many
Trader
of you
Joe's.
Are familiar. What did you say, Richie?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is better, but they don't have the quality of produce that they have good
and
things
prepared
food.
And that's where Sprouts
food.
Comes into the picture. Have you been to Sprouts?
No.
Don't awesome. Have one.
Where is there a Sprouts? I don't know.
They're all over the place. It's a chain.
Really? How come I haven't seen them? Are they in Santa Monica where I am?
I don't know. Over you here? Have to look and see. I don't know.
Right. I don't know that they're here. There's a grocery chain called Aldi, A-L-D-I.
Yeah. We have one near us, and I've never been there.
They are very good. It's very basic, Rich. They have the food in the boxes. Their prices are 30% below Walmart's or other bargain
below
stores.
Below Walmart?
30% lower than Walmart.
Where does the food come from?
The
wow.
food comes from all over the place. At the moment, they are selling sourced food that is quality, but it's all prepared and or it's not canned, but it's the best way to describe it is it's prepared. But you find good food in there, and there's some junk too, but they have built up their chain in the east and the northeast. Matter of fact, I'm surprised you don't know them, Richie, because there are.
No, I have one 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, okay. All right. And you've never been?
I've just never gone there.
Okay. You may want to go check them out.
Here's my perception.
Yes.
It's Walmart. Grocery store.
Okay, that's a good perception. I would say that was an accurate perception
so
until
it's
now.
Food from places where I
yep.
might not like where the food comes
I've
from.
I've been into one
like
of their
Vietnam
stores.
Fish farms
one.
And stuff
yep.
like that.
Yep, yep, you're right.
So why would I want to go there?
Because they're changing their whole store image, what they buy, what they sell. The customers who go there, if you talk to customers who go there, they like it because it's attractive, it's clean, and as you say, they're the people, again, I'm going back to making reference to the haves and the have-nots, the people who have money, the people who don't have money. Where are the people in the middle who want good, wholesome food? So these people see a huge gap, and there is, gaping hole in the ability to get this stuff because many of the things can be purchased for a lot less money, or they can be purchased and then offered for resale at a lot less money than Whole Foods, depending on how you run the store. Whole Foods is elaborate. Their stores are well set up. They're well lighted. They have all kinds of accoutrements and accommodations. You can sit there and eat lunch, yada, yada, yada. Well, some people don't want to pay for that, but they want good, fresh meat and produce. I'll tell you, there's an outfit called Wegmans that's making a big in the Northeast. They started in Rochester, New York. They're all over Buffalo and Erie and those areas. They've come to Albany. They're in downstate New York. Now they've come to Massachusetts, and they have superb food, and the prices are very good.
It's a great store, but man, that place is always just a madhouse.
Jammed.
Oh, getting in out of that parking lot is
jammed. Right. Okay, so along comes Aldi's. There's a report in Business Insider that we're carrying at DougStephan.com. Says that they are going to expand into organic food brands. They're going to take food out that has artificial ingredients. They're going to bring in gluten-free products. They are expanding their selection of organic meat. And they have a brand called Never Any, which is meant to mean to the buyer there's no antibiotics, there's no hormone, no animal byproducts, no additives in the food that they're selling. Thus, the name Never Any. Their milk is free of artificial growth hormones. They want to remove hormones from all the other products that they have. And then, in addition to offering more organic options, that sort of thing, they're going to offer foods, as you're suggesting, the fish farms. One of the things that I learned, and I don't know why I didn't think about this, but I guess I should have. I've told you the story a couple of times on the air this week of Megan and Miles and I going to the animal sanctuary in Los Angeles County. It's up 14, Jennifer, toward Lancaster. Quite an experience. I've not been to one of these before. There are a couple in California, a couple in New York State, and I actually want to start one in Massachusetts. But I wouldn't sell it the way these people are selling it because they're just too. But getting away from eating all vegetables, being on a vegan diet, the fish that I eat when I do eat it, Meredith and I make sure that we buy things that we know are coming from the right source. And this goes back, Jennifer, to this whole labeling controversy where many of these companies that are in cahoots with Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and ADM and Cargill, they don't want you to know where the food comes from because you wouldn't eat it if you knew where it came from. Fish is a great example of that. There are tons, literally every day, tons of fish coming into Long Beach just for California consumption, West Coast consumption, coming from Vietnam, Cambodia, these areas on the Pacific Rim that are growing these, well, whatever, all kinds of fish. Salmon, very popular, a lot of white fish. But the stuff that they're growing it with and in, if you knew, I mean, I think that's true, however, of lobster and crab and stuff that are bottom feeders. They eat horrible things. Well, at least what we think is horrible. But they go through the digestive process and people say, well, so what difference does it make whether the salmon eat the feces of people that are taking care of them? They process it through their system, and so what comes out is okay.
So I remember, like tilapia. Isn't tilapia like the poop?
Tilapia is off.
Tilapia. Yeah. Anybody who eats tilapia, it is it's not a natural fish.
No.
It is a man-made fish in a pond of scum.
But here, this brings me back to when I was a kid, Richie, on the farm. We used to raise pigs. And what Uncle Sammy and I would go around every day to the supermarkets in town and collect the garbage and bring it home and cook it in 55-barrel drums.
Garbage meaning old food.
Garbage, old food, right. You name it, it was in that thing. I mean, stuff.
But it was still food.
Pushes out, but it was food, yeah. And we fed it to the pigs, beat it up.
And probably what, like potatoes, carrots?
Well, that. There was some carcass stuff from butcher shop, bones and chicken heads and things like that, I remember seeing.
Yes.
But you see, they process, the animals process all of this stuff in their system. I mean, it's not any different here. We don't eat horse meat. A lot of people around the world do. We don't eat dog meat. A lot of people around the world do. Our systems are built to be able to digest or process those foods. Just because we have a taste that doesn't want to eat it. I mean, I'm in the same category. We wouldn't eat horse meat, but we eat cattle. Why? Do you know there's no difference?
Right.
Basically, there's no difference whatsoever.
It's just
what
what's acceptable.
Right. So why is it acceptable to eat cows and not acceptable to eat horses? Because it's a community standard that we don't challenge.
I'm sure Roberta would eat dog.
I've had horse, yes, in Europe. In fact, Gerber makes horse baby food, and they sell it in Europe. Horses are extremely nutritious.
Yeah. Well, but you see, we don't eat them because there's a stigma. I don't want to eat anything with a face or eyes. I don't want to eat my cows because they're my friends. I don't want to eat horses because they're friends of somebody that I love. I don't want to eat a chicken because if you saw the way chickens are processed,
you hate coyotes.
You hate coyotes.
Yeah, wait till the zombie apocalypse. You'll eat anything that comes your way.
Yeah. Would you
what
eat
about squirrel? You don't like squirrel.
I just don't want to eat. I don't want to eat any
badgers.
Of this.
Would you eat badger meat? A badger burger?
No.
Badgers? You don't need no stinking badgers.
There is nothing like a double badger burger.
Oh, my God. With the bison.
With porcupine bacon.
Oh, my God. Which is buffalo.
Oh, bison. I love bison.
Buffalo meat.
Bison is really good.
We're all saying the same thing, basically. Okay. We have certain preferences. The people in Asia think that fish that they grow with their own feces is yummy.
That's delicious.
And they eat it.
Yeah.
They eat dogs, as Roberta is saying. They'll eat snakes. They'll eat cockroaches.
I've eaten cockroaches.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. And you're okay, sort of.
You are a cockroach.
You know, go to the Asian countries. Go to China.
Right.
Go to Vietnam.
Go
to Thailand. You eat this. Everybody eats this stuff.
So the point that I was trying to make is that Aldi is preparing to challenge Whole Foods and the others. Whole Foods is an upscale outfit. I think
Whole Foods is so intimidating to walk into.
Yeah.
Not ours. Ours is great.
Oh, my gosh. You have first of all, there are a lot of products that you don't recognize right away. Hmm. And then you have all these people dressed in, their yoga garb, standing there looking and hovering, and it's just so intimidating.
I signed up for a yoga class last night here. What do you mean yoga garb?
What do you wear when you go to a yoga garb?
You don't like a yoga master.
Shorts.
Wear, the linen.
And a short-sleeve shirt.
You wear a t-shirt and a pair of baggy pants.
I'm talking about the yoga masters. You know, the guys that wear, the linen, long tunics.
I don't know what yoga you go to.
All right, Master Doug here at 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, you want to drive biz? I got this idea. I'm a big fan of the way you cook your burgers. But what about chicken? So why not do a flame-grilled burger chicken?
Burger chicken? How about we call it the new Flame Grilled Chicken Burger from Burger King? A savory flame grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich part of the two for $5 deal. The new Flame Grilled Chicken Burger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Sean is listening in Oregon about standards for organic groceries. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, what do you buy when you go to the store? What are you looking for in terms of food?
Actually, the same as everybody else, non-GMO, healthy.
Well, the problem is everybody else isn't looking for it. That's why they can keep selling them, because most people don't know what they are or what they constitute. So how do you educate yourself?
Well, actually, I've studied health my whole life, but locally we have something that's growing across the nation. It's called Azure Standard.
Oh, the mail guy. Yes, I know. That's a big thing. They're doing it here in Los Angeles. Local sort of food sourced, and they ship it to you like once a week or something. That's supposed to be
exactly.
cool. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me of that. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a big new thing as well. Thanks, Sean. 21 after this. Good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is me when I was playing the piano in the fifth grade.
Right.
That would be the player piano where it's automatic.
More like bong, bong, bong.
Actually, my player piano is for sale, but did you ever buy it?
Is it really? Why? Yeah. I like that old thing.
That's the point.
Playing it for
nobody
me.
Plays it anymore.
Right, no.
I'm cleaning out everything and everything. And
all that was your dad's piano, right?
And then, well, actually, he did buy it, yeah. So I do, he did. It was around for
don't
years.
Sell that thing.
Years.
Jesus.
Now I'm cleaning out. All right, so this is not me playing the player piano. This is music from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, whose birthday is today. He would have been
wow.
260 years old
were
he
old.
To have been around. Born on this date in 1756. He died very young. Died at 17. He was 1791. So he would have been 37 when he died. You look at pictures of him, and you hear the stories of him, one of the most prolific, influential composers of all time. And most of his music was piano music, or based around the piano. His real name was Johann Wolfgangus Theophilus Mozart. But he liked Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Do you remember the movie Amadeus? Ben
yes.
Kingsley, I believe,
yes.
was the star.
Great
that
movie.
Was he not? Well, that great told
movie.
A story, in a way, of his life, his focus on God. He was just one of these geniuses that come along. How do you, when you think about music in general, do you know anybody who composes music?
At the age of five?
Music? Yeah, he started when he was five.
Right.
But he could
wow.
hear. You see, that's when the genius. It would take you 200 hours plus to listen to all the music that Mozart wrote in his short life.
600
Richie,
works.
He started playing when he was 5. He performed at the age of 9 in London. He had written 8 operas by the time he was 16. Imagine, what is that mind?
Tommy was 16.
All about? 16. Wow. He married when he was 17. He had 600 different musical works that are attributed to him. Some concert, some chamber music, operatic music, choral music, symphonic music. I remember when I was in the Heidelberg Choir, we did one or two Mozart tunes. Not many, because there weren't a lot of, there wasn't much lyric content. And I don't think, I don't know this, but I don't think he ever wrote lyrics anyway. I think he just wrote whatever was used. He wrote the music, and somebody else would write the lyrics. He had, think about what we think about him. Beethoven said that Mozart was the most influential person in his career. If you're a member of the Haydn, the Haydn and something society. What's the other Haydn and... Well, anyway.
What are you hiding from?
The Haydn, no. No. The music of Joseph Haydn, you character.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He got a lot of influence from Mozart as well. Richie, Figaro is... Right. The Don Giovanni stuff. There was... one of the things that he did for fun when he went to a party was to play the piano with the keys covered by a cloth, so he couldn't see the keyboard. Anyway, quite the story of a genius. We don't celebrate these geniuses enough, it seems to me, anyway. So his words were the thought of our day. I pay no attention whatever to anybody's praise or blame. I simply follow my own feelings. The words of Mozart, born on this date, 1756. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Through this door, you've got your guest bathroom. And the mosaic tile you see on the floor is original to the house. It's in such great shape, your friend's foot will slip right off it when he gets out of the shower and land him in a sling for 6 weeks.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for accidents and personal property loss quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Dr. Phil, and Rich McFadden. David Letterman will be joining us later on in the half hour as well to keep everybody on the straight and narrow. A lot of people are worried about the price of oil and financial markets and global growth. And so the business of the day perhaps will be enhanced somewhat by the news, excuse me, from General Electric. I love the names of some of our big corporations. General Motors, General Foods. Why don't we have a specific
General?
Let's have specific electric, specific motors, and specific foods.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So GE, which is the largest industrial company in our country, had fourth quarter profits and stronger pricing. This is the good news. Those of you who will take the news media's approach, look at tumbling oil prices. This is terrible. Nope. GE says demand for its industrial products is still growing. Company says it has a backlog. Listen to this. They have a three-month backlog for $300 billion worth of products. 3 months. Just 3 months. $300 billion. Power turbines, jet engines, railway locomotives, medical imaging equipment, other machinery. For those of you who keep thinking or want to keep believing that we're heading to the tank, we may be going to have a correction, and it'll probably get worse after the election, because these guys have a funny way of manipulating things so that it looks better than it really is prior to the election if they don't want to lose. And most of these people don't want to lose because they love the gravy train. I said earlier that the average take so far in the election cycle, because they have to report these things now, the average congressman has in his or her kitty for re-election purposes at this point $497,000. That's what they've collected before. It really gets the big money comes in the summertime when they're really chugging along trying to get everybody's attention to buy a lot of radio time. But keep that in mind when you're thinking about what goes on. And remember, they can keep all the money. That's what they're raising now. I had a friend who was a congressman in Ohio. His wife was on the board with me at Heidelberg. And at the end of his term, when he died in office, actually, and they went to figure out what his assets were and what was going on here and there, he had $6 million in his reelection campaign fund, and she got it all because there's no requirement
Wow.
that it be spent for anything other than whatever the candidate wants to spend it on. I mean, you talk about it's like shooting fish in a barrel, for God's sakes. So those are the sorts of things that you really need to have in mind when you're thinking about the election process and what's become of the procedures and the rigmarole that we, they're all out there talking about how they're there to serve you. That is the biggest crime. Now, is it fair to say all of them are self-serving and self-motivated? No, it's not, because there are some good ones. We've run across a few of them, and there are very few. Heffley was one of them. Completely selfless in terms of it. And what he got for his being of service to his constituents was being thrown out of office. The Republican, we talk about, and I don't let me go too far down this road, Richie. We talk about...
There, but go ahead.
All right, well, let me do one more, and then I'm going to move on.
One more. Like an addict over here.
Well,
another drink, man.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, this stuff is really incestuous and insidious, because he was the guy, the chairman of the, because he was so ethical, the Republican leadership put him in charge of the Ethics Committee. So what does he do? He finds out that Tom DeLay, the congressman from Texas, is stealing the party blind, stealing his constituents blind, involved in all kinds of crooked deals. So they bring him up on ethics charges. They find him guilty and they throw him out of Congress. So what happens next? The Republican leadership, they get behind some guy running against Heffley and beat him and run him out of office. That was his thanks for being ethical and doing the job that they told him he was supposed to be doing. So isn't that an act of kindness and love? All right. Speaking of that, Roberta is following a story about a couple of middle school girls who have been suspended from school because they shared an asthma inhaler. 30 days in the clink, in a manner of speaking. These are 12-year-old girls, classmates, struggling to breathe during gym class. And so the one girl, his name is Indira Rush, went to the other girl, whose name is Alexis Kyle, and said, "You can share my inhaler."
Well, the girl was having an asthma attack.
Right.
The other girl basically saved this girl's life. I mean,
yep.
If you had to, look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Yeah, look, here's my inhaler." And they were both suspended from school because the school has a policy where you cannot share any prescription medications, including an inhaler.
What is wrong with our country?
School.
We had a zero tolerance policy, too. If we got caught even handing somebody Tylenol, we would have been in big trouble.
But this was a life or death situation. I mean, this girl could have easily died.
Does the school know that this girl had issues with asthma? Like, our school nurse knows that my son has
peanut allergy.
Peanut allergy.
But an allergy.
Asthma issues. And he doesn't take his inhaler to school with him because he doesn't need it that often. But she knows about it. I would think that they might know that their kids have asthma.
Okay.
Issues.
So how would you feel, though? You said he doesn't take his inhaler to school. How would you feel if your son had a problem? Sean had a problem.
He would know if he had a problem, and he would know if he needed it, and if he needed
and,
it.
And what if another child, you know, offered his inhaler to help him?
I would be fine with it.
And, but then what if the school kicks them both out?
The school nurse in the school knows that he has an inhaler.
But that's not my question. My question is what if another child offers the inhaler because they see your son in distress, and then both of them get kicked out of school for 30 days?
I would be on the school's front door.
Yeah, but you wouldn't stand for that for a second.
Exactly.
I know the principal. I know the nurse. I know.
That doesn't matter. They have a zero tolerance policy. Both these girls are honor students, by the way.
It's weird. It's weird because we are so attached to everything that goes on in our school. I would be
you
very
as parents
comfortable.
Or
yes,
helicopter parents.
As helicopter parents. I would walk right up to the principal. She'd say, "Hey, Rich, how are you?" I'd walk right up to the nurse. She'd say, "Hey, Rich, how are you? Are we going to meet you for a beer on Friday night?" Blah, blah, blah.
You're taking the teachers to God for a beer?
What he says that they know his story.
Yeah, yeah,
and so
good.
I hear these stories.
It's good for parents to know the teachers.
When I hear these stories where it's just like we just chopped this kid out of school, I don't understand them.
No, I don't either.
It's ridiculous.
There's no connection in the community there.
No, that's you just stop the sentence right there. There's no connection in the community. You live in such an unusual circumstance where most of the people in that development where you live know each other.
Most of the teachers that work in our schools in our community live in the community.
So that's the job of parents to get to know, and we've become so disconnected or self-centered or whatever you want to say. That's one of the things that I always laud Richie and Janet for, because they're good parents. They really are aware of what's going on. And that's your job. Hello. Why are we congratulating him? That's what he's supposed to be doing. That's what I'm supposed to do as a parent.
But that kind of takes away from this whole story, Doug. The story is that one child saved another child's life.
I know.
Life,
I'm not taking away from that.
Out of school.
I think it's outrageous. And, man, I'd be right with Rich. I'd be in the principal's face. I'd be in the school committee's face. I'd be making all kinds of racket.
You know, they could say, well, you know, like when both my children had asthma and their inhaler was kept at the nurse's office. But, you know, by the time you get to the nurse's office and unlock the inhaler and get it to the kid, the kid could be dead.
You would think that they, because I know the same situation where you have the school nurse holding on to your kid's medication. But you would think in something like PE with asthmatic kids that maybe it would be the PE teacher's discretion.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They likely know that this kid had an asthma issue. Why would they
I don't want
the
responsibility. Yeah, the responsibility of treating my child
there you go.
With another
the
kid.
The PE teacher can't give out medications because they're not authorized to. And will get sued.
All right. So you made a good point, Roberta. Thank you. 43 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How's your hair? Is your hair falling out prematurely? Do you have thinning hair? Have you signed on for Provia with Procapil? That's the ingredient, the sort of secret ingredient, Provia, and new super strength Provia. Use this a week a month for 3 months, and you will feel the fuzz coming back because Provia makes a difference, cleanses. I used it this morning early, cleanses your scalp, gets rid of things that would plug up the pores, keep the fuzz from coming back in. The hair follicles underneath your scalp want to get through. They can if you open up the pores and let them come through. That's the cause of most premature hair loss and thinning hair. So what do? You call 800-525-8319. Order it now. Order Provia. Get a second jar of Provia free. This is the super concentrate, which works faster to give you a better appearance. It's a stimulator for your follicles, and it is extraordinarily effective. 800-525-8319. Provia works, or your money back. In other words, get your hair back or your money back. All natural with clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse and volumize the hair you got left. Cleanse your scalp, volumize your hair. All of this together makes for a terrific product. Your hair is thin? Call 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
This report is brought to you by Miranova Labs. Whether it's staying active and fit or doing the activities we enjoy most, making heart-healthy choices is the key to improving our overall health. Yet many people may not realize there is more they can do to protect their hearts from the damaging effects of oxidative stress. Dust the Rust Off is a nationwide public awareness campaign designed to educate America about the important role of taking a super antioxidant ergothionine supplement to protect the heart from oxidative stress. Dulvit Quince, the Biggest Loser celebrity trainer.
Your heart is at the core of a healthy body, but many Americans are letting oxidative stress literally rust and damage their hearts. That's why I am proud to partner with Miranova Labs to motivate America to take action and dust the rust off their gym equipment, running shoes, and especially their hearts. By committing to a good diet and taking a daily ergothionine supplement like Miranova EGT+. I encourage everyone to go to DustTheRustOff.com to learn more.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-226-9206. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-226-9206. 1-800-226-9206.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, 48 past the hour. I told you earlier I signed up for a yoga class yesterday, and the person who's behind the desk wanted to know what I wanted. She said, would you like Bikram yoga? And I said, isn't that the hot yoga? And she said, yeah. And I said, no.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
That guy just got sued for $7 million.
No, yeah, exactly. And he's been ordered to pay $1 million to a lawyer who was fired because she was investigating allegations of sexual harassment against him. He is the guy who originated the hot yoga technique. Apparently, he touched this woman inappropriately, tried to get her to stay in a hotel with him. And so there's all of that hush. You sort of look at these sorts of, this stuff goes on all the time. And very few, but more, thank heavens, women are coming forth to say that they have been harassed. That doesn't mean they make it through the system, because men still run the system, pretty much. But there are a lot of these things, so this guy is going to have to cough up $1 million. He's probably made plenty of dough in this yoga thing.
Being a guy who helps run a middle-sized company, you cannot say anything, anything. You have to be... It's just such a litigious world.
Yeah.
You can get sued even if you don't think you do it. If you do anything, you're going to court, dude.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful. And, Doug, that's why in commercial...
Wait a minute, why do you bring me into this after you say that?
I mean, especially when we have intern season here, you have to be so polite. And, yeah, I mean, these 20-year-old interns come in here during our commercial breaks when we're all having a good time because we know each other so well.
Right.
You know, you got to be careful.
Yep. All right, word to the wise is sufficient. Jennifer, leave me alone. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day. Roberta, especially, leave me alone.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative, over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative, over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening, over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in 3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. We're joined by Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health magazine. And in that position, he has nothing going for him except credibility. He's all about credibility. We could probably sing that. He's got credibility, lots of credibility, la la la. You, maybe you can take that out and sell it somehow. Prep it. Get somebody who can sing to really do that.
I think you should keep your morning job.
I do have my morning job, but thank you very much for helping me in that department. In a moment, Apple revenues declining. What's the story with that? Greg and Doug and Jennifer here on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant
will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by Web Bank and affiliates of Avant Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, 55 and change after the hour. We have with us Greg Stebbin on the Good Day program with a focus on technology. Apple says its revenues could decline because the sale of the iPhone isn't what it used to be. The old iPhone is not what it used to be, not what it used to be, not what. They made $18 billion in profit last year. So business could slow down, so they'll only make $17.8 billion in profit. Profit, folks, not sales, profit. So if you have Apple stock, hold on to it. Do nothing. Enjoy it. This is a news media fiasco made up by the trade, the business trade news media. Right? Are you agreeing with me on this or not, Greg?
Well, actually, Doug, I have to just say that I am not a stock picker, so I'm not the right guy to ask about the stock price.
Well, just about the stability of the program.
But I agree with you in the sense that you always need to be careful about what you read and to dig deeper if it matters, because I'm going to read you two headlines from yesterday that I think tell a different sort of story. Mm-hmm. Headline number one from USA Today, warning, literally with an exclamation point, right. Warning, Apple skids into no growth mode. Okay, that's along the lines of the story you were saying. Right. Here's from a very reputable site called Apple Insider. Apple sells 74.8 million iPhones, rakes in $75.9 billion in revenue in company's biggest quarter ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, company's biggest quarter ever, at the same time that USA Today and many others say Apple is on the rocks.
Why would you? This is just such nonsense. Trust your gut. Trust your instincts. If you're buying their product and using it, you believe in it. And that's pretty much the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is not like 20 years ago when there were predictions that Apple was on the ropes.
Right.
What it does say is that it is not, you cannot count on it with 100% certainty the way you could that every year would or every quarter would be dramatically better. It is true that the growth has slowed.
Mm-hmm.
But I will also point out something that I think is very important, and we don't know the result of it yet. When they rolled out the last new iPhone, they put in place a program where if you bought your new iPhone directly from Apple,
mm-hmm.
every time a new iPhone came out, you could just walk into a store and trade the old one in and get a new one.
Just keep paying the $35
or 20 or 30 million people bought into that program,
yeah.
That means they will sell 10 or 20 or 30 million phones on the first day before they actually made an effort to sell a single phone. And we just don't know what those numbers are yet.
Yeah. All right. So along the same line, Twitter has a problem with its stock because management is in an upheaval, et cetera, et cetera. The thing that isn't being reported in the happy press is that $3.5 billion is sitting in the bank. So they can run that company for a long time with $3.5 billion
in
the bank.
Same sort of thing with headlines. One says, is Twitter doomed? And another one says, Twitter has 412 years in cash to fix itself. I'd love to be in that position, frankly.
I would be. Give me 41 years. Never mind. 412. It is so foolish that people believe these headlines. That's part of the training of this program, is to get you to think for yourself and don't believe all the headlines. Greg Stebbin has lots of expertise. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, and he's here with us on Good Day.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gobble.